Hello, this is Hector Gamboa, and I'm the sales manager for Latin America for Promarco in the Flexo division. And I'm here with Dax Hughes, one of the principals of Alu International. How are you doing today, Dax?
I'm doing great, Hector. Thanks. Thanks for reaching out to us.
Oh, good. It's good to be with you. Now, kind of refresh my memory. I'm as far as Promarco and Alu is concerned, the relationship that we have together. How long has have we been associated one with another?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. It's been a while. I'm going to say it's probably sometime back in the early 90s, 93-ish maybe, somewhere maybe even before 92, 93. Kind of started on a more of a sending some leads, some feelers, and then I'm not sure when we formalized an agreement, but it was sometime in the mid-90s, so it's been a while.
Very good. Very good. And we're very, very happy that we still have this association and are able to grow together in the industry.
So yeah, it's been a good relationship. Promarco's a first class company, and we try to pair that with some service on our end. So we get a good product and a good service, and we can try to offer to our customers in Mexico, particularly.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I know we definitely value our relationship with you, Dax. So normally we'd be having this conversation at the AXA in Mexico, but here we are speaking remotely due to the COVID situation. How has the COVID virus, which has been a terrible thing and affected a lot of people, and how has that affected Mexico in particular?
Yeah, it's been crazy times. And yeah, as you mentioned, I think the AXA this year was going to be Costa Rica. They bounce around from country to country, Latin America every year. And it was going to be a big one, I believe. It was going to be, I think, 30th anniversary, if I recall. They postponed it. I think they're going to try to have it later in the year, or they were going to try to have it later in the year. But now I think it got pushed to next year. So hopefully we'll get to see each other and see our friends from Mexico and Latin America at the show again. But back to the COVID, yeah, I mean, it's been a tragic situation for many people that have actually felt it firsthand and having to deal with that on a personal health business. Fortunately, me and my family and people that I've known, we have not had an experience yet, and we hope to keep it that way. But in Mexico, they were a little later to get the wave, kind of like in the U.S. New York got hit first, and California, and then it kind of spread throughout the rest of the country, Texas, and which is who's suffering now, and Florida, and Mexico kind of trickled in a little later. And same situation, I'm not gonna say snuck up on them, but everybody was kind of working from home and prepared, and in a way, nothing was happening. And then all of a sudden, boom, there's a spike, and it's everywhere now. And as far as business, the corrugated industry was deemed essential from the very beginning. Everybody needs to boxes and items need to get transported from A to B. And so that continued along. So business and box plants are continuing and have continued since day one. Some depending on their clientele slowed down, some others even increase because all the online ordering that's going on, everybody's home. So everybody gets access to Amazon and they start ordering. And I think box demand as far as shipments have expanded quite a bit.
Yeah, no, I think we are have been favored fortunate at this unfortunate time to be involved in industries that are related to packaging and consumer goods and food products and that. So it's definitely, it has not hurt our business that we're involved in these industries. So yeah, it's definitely been a challenge, but we're here to obviously help our customers and help them serve their customers as well. Now, as you know, we've become quite accustomed to traveling to meet our customers and having face-to-face meetings, and we can't really do that at this time. I know that we've had a few webinars on our end and communications via Zoom and other video meeting services. How's communications been for you as far as you communicating with your customers, Dax?
Yeah, no, as you mentioned, travel has been limited, if not halted to zero. So there's a lot more electronic communication. Obviously, emails is the usual. It's always been get back and forth. But what's increased is a popular app that's called a WhatsApp. Very popular in Mexico, and I think just about everybody's carrying and using it. So we're doing a lot of video. You can do regular calls, voiceover, or video calls right there. So a lot of people, instead of having to sit down on a laptop and have to get the Zoom and schedule a meeting, or Microsoft Teams or whatever the case you might use on your laptop, this the WhatsApp application has a video conference also. So I've been using that quite often. I used it a lot before, more on the chat, but now I'm using it on the video and just trying to keep our face in front of the customer as much as possible, trying to respond to them quickly. And that's kind of the means right now. And unfortunately, I think it's going to continue for at least the rest of this year, or until the vaccine comes out, because if that vaccine doesn't hit, or until it hits, there's just not going to be a lot of people safe and comfortable traveling. Even a lot of the box plants they're forced and they have to implement safety, and they just can't let anybody in their plants. They don't want anything spreading. So it's going to have to be delicate going forward.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think the travel will definitely continue to be limited for a while, but fortunately we have to adapt, and we have these tools available to us that allow us to, like you said, still have face-to-face communications with our customers. So that's very good. Now, one of the things that I know you and I have done together, Dax, and you and Brad do quite a bit, is the audits, role audits to our customers. And we're used to traveling to the facility and doing the audit in person. But one of the things that we've kind of developed and strengthened is our ability to do remote audits. So we do have video resources as well as recorded webinars that instruct our customers as to how to do an audit in-house. We have some resources in Spanish that are recorded. And I know we've had some quite a bit of audits in process right now for your customers. Do you feel that could be a beneficial tool moving forward, especially in this environment for your market?
Yeah, no, that is correct. As you mentioned, we have to kind of adapt a little, and the customers have to understand and work with us, and vice versa. And since we can't be present, which is obviously the best option, that option is not available at this time. So we've done these online audits, as you mentioned, and we're doing a few with a large group, and we've sent out packets to four or five customers in the group or plants in the group, and where we get online with them and we walk them through it, and they send us the microfaxes back, and once we get the reports, we send it out, and then we have an online meeting with it. So it takes a few more steps, obviously, than being present. But at the same time, it allows us to keep that presence with the customer. It allows the customer to have results and information in front of them about their roles. And I we just have to figure out new creative ways to keep going. And that's definitely one of them. And we encourage any of our customers to take us up on that and do those audits.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I think we definitely have to be adaptive, and we'll do whatever we can to meet our customers' needs. Just in closing, what do you think the rest of the year might look like for you, Dax, as far as your customer base is concerned?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little more of the same. As I mentioned, the vaccine's got to come out. But until it does, customers need boxes. They need packaging. Our base of our customers need to produce. We're essential, so we have a service to the community and the economy overall to continue providing these services and these products. And they need to continue providing boxes for their customers. And so I think it's going to continue. I think what may put a stall or might take a little longer is maybe larger projects, maybe new developments, maybe new plants that we're thinking of opening in 2021. Maybe they're going to hold off a little. Any large investments might get pushed back a little. But I and understandably so, because you hope the vaccine comes out. But what if the vaccine takes another 12, 18 months? So you can't have a project where you need physical visits and people can't, technicians can't visit, and you can't install your machinery. So they can't, they're going to have to put those projects probably on hold. But as far as our products, which is the Anti-Lox rolls, they have to continue. So I think we're going to see more of the same. We're going to see a lot of online presence, a lot of WhatsApp presence, Zoom presence, and we're going to continue providing the Anti-Lox rolls and service as best as we can.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Dax. And no, I think, as you mentioned, we're here to help our customers and their business any way that we can. And we look forward to continuing to be a strong presence in the marketplace and continuing to do all that we can to assist our customers. So anyway, Dax, I'd like to thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me today and kind of discuss the overall landscape and how we can continue helping our customers. And I wish you continued health and success in all that you do.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll be in touch. You probably have a few emails from me already in your inbox.
Sounds good. All right, Dax. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Okay, bye-bye.